right, welcome into the Other Football Podcast. Chris Chapman, Thomas Viola, Carson A. Merck. What does the A stand for anyway?
Alborio.
Alborio, that's your middle name?
Yeah, it's my mom's maiden name.
I knew that, but I thought I was going to take another guess there that I can't say on air.
Understandable.
I was with Thomas there. I thought that's what we were going for.
No, also, I feel like we have to comment before the show takes off. Carson, congratulations on the purchase of your new house.
Oh, you bought a house.
Yeah, it's this gigantic glass house, which he hurls stones out of, gigantic boulders.
I stand by the comment Thomas is referring to.
Yeah, on Twitter the other day, this dude interviews, Charlie Ward?
I wasn't interviewing Charlie Ward.
Not to be confused with the former
Heisman Trophy winner and New York Knick.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not that Charlie
NBA
Ward.
NBA star. No, so Charlie Ward, I'll tell the story. So Charlie Ward, good friend, former RGV FC Toro, now with Ottawa Fury. Charlie's always had short hair, like not a buzz cut, but like shorter hair. So now he signs with Ottawa and he does this first interview. I haven't seen him. He's from England, so he's been over there. And he's got like the shaggy hair. He's got a huge beard.
It's not actually that shaggy. And it's not that bad.
It's not horrible, but it's out of the ordinary for him. And so I tweeted him and said a couple takeaways. A, congrats. I'm excited for you. You know, good opportunity. And B, if anyone in Ottawa knows a good barber, send it Charlie's way.
Which I commented with a photo of a massive glass house, yeah, saying, here's a picture of the house Carson was sitting in while tweeting about Charlie's haircut.
Wow.
And then he comes in studio today almost rocking a mullet.
Yeah.
It's a pony. It's in a ponytail.
It's a ponytail. That does not make it better.
The thing is like, ponytail.
Like,
you're not Zlatan.
I must be very slow because I just now got that joke.
About the glass house?
Well, when I saw it on Twitter, I was like, what the hell? Now I get it.
Throwing stones, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Thomas, so it is funny guy. The Other Thank Football you. Podcast. Chris Chapman, Thomas Viola, Carson Merck, LV Sports Network, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Beautiful Game Network.
Yeah, BGN.FM, mm-hmm. Sponsored by Roughneck Scarves. We're pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, you could catch us everywhere.
Need Google Play, but that's a work in progress.
Yeah, we're getting there.
I want to get a Roughneck Scarf.
Check it out. Yeah, roughneckscarves.com, official supplier, USL, MLS, and national team and custom scarves. So if you want to say FU Thomas on a scarf, you're able to do that.
I would not do that.
You might.
Yo, we should get other football pod scarves.
Nah, that's not a bad idea at all.
I think that would be a quality
that might,
way.
That yeah. might be the move. Yeah.
I think so. We could put our logo on there because we 100%. Actually own that logo, that which is kind of yeah. cool. Yeah.
I also need to pick up a away days jersey.
Nice. Yeah.
Not a sponsor, but
yeah, we're fans.
Yeah, we're fans of the product.
Fans of the operation.
Before we get too much into this episode here, February 13th is we're doing it on a Wednesday night because
Valentine's Day.
Well, some of us have plans tomorrow. Myself, I have zero plans on Valentine's Day. I work. That's my plans. I'll be married to the Golden Knights and the Toronto Maple Leafs tomorrow night at T-Mobile Arena, and
there's worse things to be married to.
Yeah, now I as a divorced guy, I could tell you that's absolutely 100% true. She is 10 times worse than being married to the Golden Knights and the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Fair
I am.
Enough.
I'll throw her ass out on under the bus all day because that's
that's the way it goes, I guess.
That's the way it goes with her. Yeah, she's not a very nice person. So if you're listening, you know my ex-wife. I won't say her name, but you could give her the finger for me.
You
can do to her what Di Maria did to the Man United fans yesterday at Old Trafford.
Well, nice. Expletive laced, to say the least.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
So we'll start there, right? Because PSG goes to Old Trafford, and all we heard about, oh, Man United's back, man. Oh, they moved up to fourth. We're going to win the league. We're going to knock PSG. PSG's got a bunch of guys injured. Cavani's out. Neymar's not playing. Mbappe's there. Mounier didn't play for them as well?
I think it's Mounier, yeah.
Yeah. So they had three of their top players out.
Unfortunately,
at
home, of those were Di Maria or Kylian Mbappe.
Man United got their asses kicked, and it was fun to watch.
And Pogba sent off.
So yeah,
he missed the second leg.
They're done. They have zero chance to come back and win that game. They're done.
Yeah, that's a tall order. I mean,
Going to, was it Park de... What is it?
Parc des Princes.
Parc des Princes and coming away with a win, scoring three goals to win that, although, of course, you could get the two.
Yeah.
You have to hope that PSG doesn't score any.
Man, Mbappe is so fast.
By the way, I read something about him, and I thought it was really cool. We've talked about it a couple times with Emiliano Sala, his plane. They found his body. They confirmed it was him. Still haven't found the body of the pilot. But Mbappe donated $27,000 to help the search and recovery efforts of those two people who passed away. So
he also, correct me if I'm wrong, either of you, I think he donated his World Cup checks.
Yeah, I think he did. I think I read something about that.
He doesn't feel like he needs to be paid to represent his national team.
Yeah, I remember seeing that story.
He's a pretty likable guy. You know, it's funny. Like, I don't follow the French league. I don't really care. But I don't really have anything against PSG, despite the fact that they're essentially the Manchester City of France. Because
I feel like they're more the Bayern Munich of France. Well, no, only because it's such a one-horse league.
No, because
I understand where you're coming.
Good for a long, you know, they weren't.
Yeah,
they haven't.
I understand.
New money.
I understand where you're coming from on that.
New money,
but also the quality gest, charitable gestures from the poor man's Timothy Weah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something along those lines.
On that goal that he scored, the second goal yesterday. I don't know where he ran from, but he is so fast, and it looked like whoever was marking him for Manchester United knew he was fast, but didn't know he was that fast. Mm-hmm. It was like...
Was it Matic who was...
It was like in Longest Yard where he said, he's so fast, he make guys as fast look not so fast. Like, he just zoomed past them and buried it. He's a player, man.
So Man United, they get spanked by PSG yesterday, 2-0. Now they have to go to Paris in a couple of weeks, and... tall order. I'm assuming Cavani will be back. And I'm not sure what the timetable on Neymar's return is.
I do not think he will be back.
But he's out for a while, I know.
Yeah, he's out for months rather
than
weeks.
They sent the wrong winger to Celtic.
Yeah. Yeah, they could use Timothy Weah right now. I think they'll be okay in both the league
and
Champions
League. Well,
the
sad thing is Timothy Weah probably would have played in that second leg.
Yeah,
yeah, true.
But...
he's doing great. He's doing great at Celtic.
Yeah, three goals in three games at Celtic. Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, big time.
So there was another game yesterday. Roma. They get that game was weird because there was no score up until the 70th minute.
And then it popped off.
Yeah, Roma scores two goals in a matter of 10 minutes, and then Porto scored the goal. They lose that one 2-1. I think that game was that game actually in Portugal or was it in Rome? I don't know.
I think it was in Portugal, but that was one there. Out of the matches that have been played so far, I had very little interest in.
Yeah. Well,
Roma made a nice little run last year, but
yeah, they went to the semifinals.
Alisson Becker. So.
They lost to Liverpool in the semifinals. Yeah. And Liverpool
stole their goalkeeper.
I think Liverpool put up seven goals in those two games, and then they took Becker from Roma. But
is tradition, Liverpool got the easiest draw.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
They're playing Bayern Munich.
Well, last year they got Roma in the semifinals.
In the semifinals, yeah. It's not like they just were handed an easy draw.
I was amazed that they didn't get Galatasaray or someone like that.
No, you thought they were going to get Porto.
Yeah,
yeah, you did say Porto
or Schalke.
I stand by Schalke.
Yeah.
Weston McKinney. Shout out to Weston McKinney.
Shout out.
Schalke has Man City. So, maybe Weston McKinney could single-handedly knock Man City out.
I was going to say go from American to American to Christian Pulisic. They had a rough one today.
Yeah, that caught me by surprise. No Harry Kane.
You're wearing a Dortmund hat right now.
I love the Dortmund hat. Yeah, it's cool. It's Puma. I love Puma, and it was like $11 at the Puma store.
Instead of Puma, they played like poo today.
Yeah.
I think Harry Kane is a little pissed at how well Tottenham's doing without him.
Right.
Well, that's the scary thing, right? Like, maybe they're not going to win the league without him. So they're only 5 points back of City and Liverpool.
The strange thing is they have a chance to win the league. It's an outside chance.
I think at some point they will need him to win a game for them, and maybe against a team that you wouldn't expect.
My preseason prediction was off.
I think mine was too. Because
I thought they were going to hit the wall in November, powered through.
Remember, I said that they had the best transfer window by not doing anything. They didn't disrupt the chemistry of their team.
And then you sold me on that, and I was like, maybe that Magnum not a bad point. And then it's like, nope, never mind.
They're going to finish top three because I don't think United's going to catch them. However, once they start to get deeper, and it does look like they will advance, although they played at Wembley today.
But not full Wembley.
Yeah,
I think confirmed.
We'll get to not full Wembley in a few minutes as well. But
Champions League Boogaloo, White Hart Lane too.
They played well, right? Yeah, half empty White Hart Lane as well.
When's that?
That's never going to be done.
Yeah, That is
that's, like, that's the detox.
Okay,
how bad is that? That stadium was supposed to be done in September.
Yeah.
If we have any listeners in the Jersey, New York, New Jersey area. And Chris, I can see it in your eyes. I know what I'm about to bring up.
Where you're going. I know.
White Hart Lane 2 is the Xanadu of England.
Xanadu was this like goofy shopping mall.
I'll explain this. That was my neighborhood for so long.
Right next to the Meadowlands.
Yeah, it was where the Meadowlands Sports Complex with like the old Devil Stadium back when that was Continental Airlines Arena, the Giant Stadium, all that.
Burn Arena.
And it's actually right next door to MetLife, where the Jets and the Giants play. And it was originally supposed to be this super mall. We're talking like Minnesota Mall of America type thing.
And like Dubai, they were going to have an indoor ski slope.
Yes. You can actually see it. If you see the photos.
It's like this goofy orange building.
Google one of the photos while I explain it. It's not even orange. It honestly looks like just a pile of shipping containers. It was all different colors. And it was half finished, but then the people who were funding it ran out of money. Because it was massively over budget. And then someone bought it from them. And then they ran out of money before they even got started. And
by the way, it's been changed to American Dream.
It's a dream,
like Dusty Rhodes.
And this thing is never going to get finished. They started building that. Like that picture you saw is how much progress they had made before I moved out of New Jersey in eighth grade.
Nice.
Let's see. How old would I have? That was eighth grade. That was 2008.
Yikes.
It looks the exact same, like when they did the 10-year challenge thing. Exact same. And then they got into a legal battle because the Jets and the Giants were like, well, this is going to cause parking problems for us.
Please just don't do it, we beg of you.
It was a whole thing. And now there's a new group that says they're going to finish it. It ain't getting finished.
Yeah, they're not going to finish
it. But White Hart Lane.
Narrator voice. No, they're not going to finish it.
White Hart Lane 2 is absolutely the Xanadu of England.
It's never going to get finished.
Xanadu and
And I think
and
we
detox.
Just found the title of
this
episode.
I was going to say, or Detox. Dr. Dre's album that never came out.
Oh, my gosh.
Many years.
I have a feeling we're going to have quite a few options when it comes to the... I know there's a topic we're going to discuss because Carson kind of tipped us off on something yesterday or a couple days ago.
I'm glad I was able to prep.
Yeah, well, I don't need prep, but we'll get to that a little bit later on. The other game in the Champions League today was...
Ajax
at Real Madrid.
Ajax got ripped off.
Well, of course, they're playing Real Madrid.
Yeah.
There was zero chance that Ajax would have had to play a perfect game, and Madrid would have had to not get off the bus in order for...
And it still would have been close.
Yeah.
It's still 2-1.
Yeah, 2-1. Yeah.
They're alive.
Yeah. And that game was where?
I don't think you...
I think it was in Spain.
I think it was in the Bernabeu. Yeah.
And I saw that our favorite guy, Sergio Ramos, played his... His 600th career game with Real Madrid. Only the 7th player in Real Madrid history to do that.
But how many broken
clavicles? And the dirtiest of all.
Yes, the scuzziest, dirtiest player Real Madrid is. I'm sure, you know what? I'm sure if we look through their history, I'm sure we could find quite a few scumbags that have played for Real Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
We could start with the guy who may find himself in some trouble with the law here in Las Vegas and doesn't pay his taxes.
True.
Because if those allegations are true,
yikes.
Yeah. It's hard to argue with him. Despite the fact that Sergio Ramos might be the biggest...
Look, all I'm saying, if those allegations are true, we got to at least acknowledge the possibility of a work release program to play for the Lights.
It's a valid point.
Yeah, well, and we'll get to the Lights in a little bit, too. You know, we got so much to talk about,
imagine he'd have to come out in, like, a jumpsuit?
Oh, my.
He could play with one of the Llamas.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, so Real Madrid, they get the 2-1 win today. Not very surprising. And I didn't get to watch the game, but I had heard that there were some real questionable calls that went against Ajax in that one.
They often get some superstar calls.
It's like the Jordan rules when Real Madrid's on the pitch.
Yeah. I believe that's, to use today's language, kids, that's the James Harden rules.
Yeah, we're basically... come on
also
now.
Facts.
Come on.
I love the Egyptian king, but we're getting to that point where he's getting an awful lot of calls.
Again,
come on.
Still against him. Always have been, always will be.
All right, so before we get into anything else, I saw this tweet today, and I'm a part of a couple of Liverpool supporter groups, and this
I have to know, Are they more or less literate than the Jets supporter groups that I'm sure you're also part of?
These guys are all well-educated.
Okay, because I'm in a couple Jets supporter groups, and I'm starting to question.
I'm not in any Jets supporter groups because I've been a part of a Jets message board in the past.
It's not so much supporter groups. It's more support groups.
Yeah, it's like AA.
Yeah
I was going to say, I feel like a Jets, I mean, not far off from like the Browns, I feel like you're just deep in the game if you're in a supporters group.
Yeah,
but like, I read some of those, and I'm like, you're not literate, sir.
So, you know, I make the mistake of being in a Mets group.
Yeah,
that's a suicide awareness meeting.
It is because still
paying Bobby Bonilla.
Yes, for another like 27 years, they'll be paying Bobby Bo. So I come across this today. Somebody in our group posted. I'm going to give him a shout out, Ian Trafford, and he posted
old Ian Trafford. We call him
old Ian Trafford. Right? Let's not call him that because he's a Liverpool guy. But the rule. This was a tweet from Supporter Services. They have a little blue check mark at Man City Help. Now we know they're playing in the Carabao Cup final against Chelsea. Carabao Cup final on general sale to supporters who have previous purchase history prior to the 23rd of January 2019. So basically, if you've ever been to a Man City game, you have pre-sale tickets available to you for the final of the Carabao Cup.
That's pretty cool.
How plastic of a club and how fake must your supporters be and how little support must you have to do? And look, City, great team. You could buy all the trophies you want. You'll never buy class. That's the reality. They'll never be Man United. They'll never be Liverpool. They'll never be Chelsea. They'll never be Arsenal. They can buy whatever they want.
Standing on an awfully high horse for someone whose coach is not the best person.
What do you mean? I'm just saying that you are a joke club. And speaking of joke clubs, I'll get to your garbage club in a little bit. Yeah, you know, we laid down for City so we could beat Watford. And that didn't go so well for you.
My argument would be that when you look back, I don't want to say it's revisionist history, but if Manchester City wins, like, I don't know, 4 straight titles, I don't think people are going to be like, they didn't have good support, though. They're going to be like, they were one of the best teams of all time.
Yeah, but that's the point, though. You know, it's like you can go out.
Would you rather have good fan support or trophies, I guess would be my question.
Well, I think you want both because let's be realistic. If that money doesn't come from the UAE with City, they're probably Everton. I'm being dead serious. I saw Man City play a game at Main Road, which was their old stadium before they moved into the empty hod. There was nobody there. There literally was nobody there. They were in the championship at the time. This wasn't that long ago.
So your argument is if there's no fans there and City wins the championship, do they actually win the championship? Kind of the old tree falls in the woods?
I think they do. Because
because you still win it no matter what.
Yeah.
But the point is you're a plastic club. There's probably more American supporters of Man City just because they're good than there are actual fans in Manchester City or in Manchester. So we've had some fun with this tweet, and guy Graham McGinnis says, available to anyone who has ever been to Manchester. They're adding extensions. Second tier available. This is from Baz El Garib. Second tier available to anyone that can spell Manchestershire without Googling it. And then Jeffrey Sal. Third tier available to warm bodies who have in the past worn a blue shirt. That's how desperate Man City is to get supporters to Wembley for this game.
I think it's funny, but like, I don't. I was able to get EFL playoff final tickets. All I had to do was join the Huddersfield supporters group.
Huddersfield, they have like 15 people who live in that town.
It's actually 25.
Okay.
But like,
well, listen, vacation home there doesn't count. That doesn't make you a resident.
I mean, I just don't. I don't know. All right.
It's funny, but I guess.
It's funny, but
I
like,
guess I disagree with the point of support mattering as much as like just like being that good. Like if you were like as a Browns fan, you can not sell out every game, but you can win like 3 Super Bowls. I'm gonna take the Super Bowls. even looking back, I'm still going to take the Super Bowls. I'm not going to be like, man, I sure wish First Energy Stadium shot the Browns, dog pound 2-6.
The point is, yeah, I'm not,
you don't care if the stadium's empty at 0-16. You just want to get to 16-0.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not knocking the success of the club. What I'm knocking is the support and their supporters who are pretty much non-existent. There's a reason,
much like the number of trophies Liverpool win this season.
There's a reason you keep riding that, and you're going to be shocked.
I'm not holding my breath.
But there's a reason why we refer to the stadium that they play in as the empty hod.
It's true. I mean, you're not wrong in that.
Yeah, but they have the greatest chant of all time.
You can respect what they're doing on the field, right? Like, you could look at them and say, you know what? They've got some world-class players, De Bruyne, Aguero, Sterling. That doesn't change the fact that their supporters are a joke, that they have essentially no supporters. I guarantee you.
Again, though. Still, greatest chant ever.
Which is?
The Torre chant.
Colo, 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 Torre.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, that is the greatest thing, and I love how that's just become a universal chant.
Yeah, everyone loves that.
My buddy was in Germany when they won the World Cup.
Yeah.
They started doing it in the streets.
Yeah, and the dance to go along with it is pretty good, too.
It's amazing.
My question is, has Cardiff City and their supporters turned the song Mo Bamba by Sheck West into a Soul Bamba chant of any variety? Or is Sheck West not big enough in the UK for that to
I think we need some Cardiff fans to tweet at us and tell us.
I think so.
We need some Cardiff fans to hear our podcast.
Or Cardiff fans to exist. Yeah. Would also be ideal.
No, I think there's some Cardiff fans that exist. I'm
sure in the city of Cardiff.
Yeah.
I actually think
they do sell pretty well. I take that back.
They played a pretty cool stadium.
Cardiff,
right? Didn't Gareth Bale win the Champions League in Cardiff?
I don't know.
Yes.
That would be an interesting fact.
When Real Madrid beat Juventus, I think that was in Cardiff.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And that was blocks from where Gareth Bale grew up.
Yeah. I actually, there was a way I could have gone to that game, but we ended up in Rome for that.
Well, I you know what? Let's be real. You probably made the better choice. I mean, Cardiff, I'm sure, is nice. I've never been. Although I did have a girlfriend who was Welsh many years ago, when you guys were in diapers. Oh, that's Welsh, not Welsh.
I know.
We used to have, speaking of Welsh, we used to have this dairy store in New Jersey called Welsh Farms. And they used to have the best tasting milk and chocolate milk, and it would come in a glass bottle.
Oh, that tastes better out of the glass bottle, 100%.
See, but the best ice cream. For me, it was always Applegate Farms.
I never heard of that. I like Turkey Hill.
I think Applegate, that was like, they were franchises, but they were individually owned, so there was only a couple of them. But Montclair had like the big one, the farm.
Me and Carson were talking about Rita's Italian ices before.
So let's go into the food discussion then.
Yeah, while
we're here.
Wait. So, I'm going to save my rant for Everton laying down for later.
So we have.
You can do that all you want. You're just salty.
I'm not salty. Your team was embarrassed by
my
Watford
team is
again.
Bad. I don't care.
A game in hand, and they're in ninth. They're going to end up in like 11th after the games come back
as long
next
as they
week.
Avoid relegation. Am I right?
Exactly.
And you keep riding. Oh, we're going to win as many trophies as Liverpool. Yeah, the difference is Liverpool's going to be playing in Europe next year. You guys will be playing in nothing.
It's fair. So,
won't be losing.
So LA,
I guess that's what.
Yeah,
valid
can't lose
point.
In Europe.
He's not wrong.
You can't lose in Europe if you don't play.
So, other football podcasts, Chris Chapman, Carson Merck, Thomas Viola. First time listening, we thank you. And
we're about to talk about French fries, so you might be intrigued by this.
So if you hated our talk about Man City and the Champions League and Gareth Bale growing up in Cardiff, you may enjoy this.
You may
this
be
segment.
Intrigued.
Yeah.
So give a shout out, Lucas Kwan Peterson of the LA Times.
Hit the Kwan.
Yeah. Came up with the official fast food French fry ranking.
Now I'm going in blind, as is Thomas.
Yeah.
Now Thomas has done some research, but
no, I by research I mean I went and had fast food.
Okay, so we're going into this blind. So I want to see.
Thomas is going to be mad at the first one.
No.
You have to go from how many are
bottom
ranked?
19.
19. All right.
Okay,
so
are
start
you going
19.
From the bottom or the top?
I was going to go from 19. The top, but I can scroll
okay,
down.
Because I think number one is Five Guys.
Five Guys is number one.
I'm not surprised.
Start
by that.
At 19, though. I want to know what 19 is.
19 is In-N-Out.
Really? That low?
I don't disagree with that.
In
not
Los
a fan
Angeles.
You know, I'm going to have a hot take here. I'm surprised it's on the list.
That's fair.
What? In-N-Out fries are not good.
Yeah, In-N-Out animal style fries.
No. Look.
And that's what he. This is a direct quote. I'll quote him.
I was going
to
say.
Because this is funny. He said, "Before you tell me there's a way to hack these fries or make them better, either by loading them with American cheese or secret sauce, I'll grant you this. It doesn't make them worse. Just as dumping the fries into a dirt pile on the shoulder of the highway access road and running over that pile with your car would also not make them any worse."
You know what? I think that's a guy who's just trying to be contrarian.
See, no, I don't disagree with him.
I didn't disagree with a lot of these as I was going through.
The In-N-Out fries, and by research, I mean I had In-N-Out last night.
Nice.
Their fries leave much to be desired.
Their fries are delicious.
I don't know.
They're not
when
that
you
good.
Get them animal style,
I do get them. I get them animal style, and I like them. Like I will eat them, and I will enjoy them. But as far as fast food fries go, In-N-Out is lacking in that department.
It's way too low on the list, especially because I'm sure there's going to be some garbage ahead of it.
We'll kind of zoom through a couple of these. Sonic, 18. Rally, 17.
They suck.
Jollibee, 16. I don't even know what that is.
I haven't even heard Jollibee.
No. They just opened a Jollibee. I could tell you a lot about Jollibee. Jollibee is a Filipino franchise. They serve fried chicken.
I'm intrigued.
There's one by my house, actually. They just opened one up, and actually... You know what? There's one on Sahara up near the movie theater, Sahara and Fort Apache. There's a Jollibee there, and they opened one up on Rainbow and Windmill by my house.
Hmm.
And people who don't live in Las Vegas are like, what the hell are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
But Jollibee is a Filipino fast food. There literally is one on every single corner in Manila. Their fries, meh.
Yeah, so they're 16.
In-N-Out burger, In-N-Out fries are 10 times better than Jollibee fries. However, Jollibee's fried chicken is awesome.
For people who do not live in Las Vegas, the city is built on a massive grid system, so most of the streets run parallel all the way through the city.
Yeah.
So a lot of people here, the way they navigate is just give their cross street.
Yes.
And people who've lived here their whole lives understand exactly where that means.
When I say Windmill and Rainbow, you know what that means if you live
people
here.
People here know that what that means. I've been here a year to date as of today.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what they're talking about.
So, okay. 15 Wiener Schnitzel.
Nope.
Oh, God. 14 Popeyes. I took Tebow, the French intern at the lights there, because he was
Tebow?
Like... Yeah.
Like Tim Tebow?
I mean, spelled differently, but yes.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. But, oh, God. I didn't eat there. But he was like, I'm here in America. I'm trying every fast food. And I was like, please don't try this one. Please don't do it. That was disgusting just looking at that place. I was like,
yeah.
Wiener
they're
Schnitzel,
usually dirty.
15.
Oh, they don't meet health code.
Yeah.
Popeye's 14. Jack in the Box 13.
Okay, hold on. I'm stopping you guys right there. In-N-Out fries are better than all of them.
I don't eat at any of those places, so.
I know a few of them.
I don't eat at them. I don't eat at
Chris
them
looks
either.
Like he eats at a few of them. So.
I don't eat at all of them, but I mean, I've had fries from all those places. Popeye's fries suck.
I don't think I've ever eaten at a Popeye. Did my ex
now,
take me
now,
there?
Now, fried chicken from Popeye's? Absolutely, but their French fries suck.
Actually, no, I have had Popeye's. Not a big fan, but I'm not a huge fan of fried chicken.
Jack in the Box fries are terrible, too. Burger King fries are terrible.
12 KFC.
Nope.
11 Chick-fil-A.
They should be higher.
10 Burger King.
Honestly, I'm kind of okay with where Chick-fil-A's fries are. Maybe top 10, but like bottom top 10. They're close to where I'd rank them.
We got 9 Shake Shack.
Shake Shack is way too high. Shake Shack should be 19.
Way overrated.
8.
Their fries are the same ones you get at the grocery store.
They're Orida. We already had this discussion.
That was actually a title of an episode.
Yeah, they are Orida potato.
They really are. Yeah, I went to Shake Shack here, and I was so disappointed. I can't believe the hype New Yorkers
did. So then we got 8 Wendy's, 7 Dairy Queen. I thought Dairy Queen was a little high. They have delicious fry sauce, though. Shout out to Dairy Queen.
Hmm.
6 Carl's Jr.
I don't know.
No.
5 Arby's, curly fries.
No.
The curly fries at Arby's?
Arby's is terrible food.
I have never in my life been thinking Arby's.
Never.
Curly fries at Arby's.
Never,
I'll take
and you
to
know
the
what?
Death.
I can't tell you the amount of times I've ever driven by an Arby's and said, hey, let me go eat Arby's.
That's a zero for me, Chris.
Fair enough. 4 Steak and Shake, which I love Steak and Shake.
Now, I like
the fries.
Fries are not that great.
Yeah,
My wife. I don't like Steak and Shake that much, but maybe that's because there's one at the South Point where I work.
We know
and
why.
I ate there too much in the first month.
My wife
Carson doesn't like Steak and Shake because he shows up in pajamas and slippers and they give him dirty looks the whole time.
Steak and Shake is
He does that everywhere.
Yeah, I was going to say that's not specifically
now. Yeah.
Yeah, my wife's favorite fry is Steak and Shake, I believe.
I'm surprised by that.
3 Del Taco.
You know what?
Del Taco
they
has some tasty
French fries.
They
do have some good fries.
I've never been to a Del Taco.
It's funny. Their tacos suck, but their fries are good.
I'm all good. I'm not a huge Mexican food guy.
But they have burgers and French fries.
Their fries are... And you know what? Surprisingly, their burgers are good, too.
Yeah.
There's one I'm disappointed that isn't on this list unless it's number 2.
McDonald's.
I was going to say, yeah. These,
yeah, McDonald's fries are
that's
good.
Not who I was going, though. There's a glaring absence on this list. Unless
and we know that Five Guys is one.
McDonald's and Five Guys is number one.
Wingstop.
Wingstop did not make the cut.
Wingstop well, fries.
Does that qualify as fast food, though?
I don't think
that
counts as fast food.
They don't have a drive-through, do they?
That's
a
good point. No, they do not. Well, they can't because they every time they get an order, that's the wings are made to order.
Yeah.
They don't.
Yeah. Because I've eaten at Wingstop. I can't remember what I thought of their fries.
But I mean, their fries are very good. Seasoning's good.
So a couple of things I got to point out on this list. First of all, In-N-Out is way too low. I don't think they should be number one. Chick-fil-A is also way too low. Chick-fil-A's fries are awesome.
I think they're Chick-fil-A, just it's a solid waffle fry, but I don't but think it's awesome. Like an elite waffle
yeah,
fry.
You know what? I like a position in like the 9, 10, 11 range. Yeah. Like they had.
When you dip Chick-fil-A fries in the Chick-fil-A sauce,
like a good sauce,
that's pretty good.
Yeah. That is a delicious combination that very few fast food restaurants can equal when it comes to taste.
And frankly, no one beats Chick-fil-A for customer service.
No, every time I go in there, hello, nice. Sir, can I help
Even
you,
Even if
sir?
It's pouring and they're like outside taking my order, I'm like, I can wait and say it into the microphone. Yeah. They're like, no, please, let us up.
They're awesome. Like, you have to be a better person than I am to work there.
I'll be honest. I have zero issue with Five Guys being number one. Their fries are incredible.
I don't like Five Guys in general. Their burgers are vastly overrated. But their fries, I have no qualms with. That is a solid fry, and honestly, putting it number one doesn't surprise me.
Here's something that's not on the list, and maybe because it's regional. Freddy's fries are really good. Freddy's steak burgers and shakes.
They have chili on burgers.
Before we go any further
here. I think you do chili fries, too.
Yeah.
Before we go any further here, I have heard Chris on air multiple times read advertisements for Freddy's. Nice. So we have to be careful. He's in their pocket.
Grain of salt.
The show I produce, that is his account. So I don't get any extra.
You just get the extra French fries.
Sounds to me like you're in the pocket.
But they're
of Big
the
Freddy's.
Little shoestring fries. So if you want a thicker fry, then
see, I'm not a fan because steak fries are the best.
You know, and that's kind of where
I'm a curly fry man myself.
I don't like KFC in general. I do like the fact their fries suck, but I do like the fact that their fries are thicker. I like that steak fry.
Yeah,
to me that's kind of cool. And now if they were better quality fries, because every time I get them they're mushy.
You know who has a good steak fry is Red Robin.
Yes, they do.
Red Robin.
Yes.
They have like a garlic and herb one that's pretty solid as well.
Now let me tell you though, the best fry I've ever had. Ever heard of Kezar Stadium in San Francisco?
Nope.
No.
49ers used to play there. Back in the day.
Yeah, like back in the 60s before any of us were born?
Yes.
Okay.
But 49ers played their way back in the day. More recently, the San Francisco Deltas of the NASL.
Okay. RIP the NASL.
Yes, RIP the NASL and RIP the Deltas. They were there for one season.
And won it all.
Won it all. Yeah, I was at the final game. Nice. It was the most second division thing I've seen in my life, and I've worked for the Lights now. Actually, the Lights might top them at the end of the day. I think the helicopter
cash drop. And which we'll get into the Lights shortly.
At the time, it was the most second division thing I'd ever seen in my life. They had given away all of their merch at their final home game. The only thing you could buy was the championship t-shirt. They had that on sale before the game kicked off.
Nice.
After the game, people stormed the field and stole anything that wasn't nailed down.
You know what's funny about the NASL? A lot of those teams went to the NPSL. Developmental league.
Except the Cosmos, I think, right? Didn't the Cosmos
No, the Cosmos fold? Went NPSL. Yeah, okay. They were going to fold and they went NPSL.
So there's like elite players that were playing in NASL that are now playing against 14-year-olds.
I mean, Mark DeSantis was the coach. We should slow down on
the elite talk.
No, I'm saying elite NASL players.
Okay.
Well, the head coach of the Deltas that won it is now the Vancouver head coach? Mark DeSantis?
Mark DeSantis, yeah.
But my point was, after the game... right next door to the stadium is the Kezar Pub, which is like another institution in that area of San Francisco. Yeah. Their steak fries, like not just the fry itself, but the quality of the potato it was made out of was so flavorful. The wings were also amazing.
You know what's great? When you get steak fries and whatever you have may have some gravy and you're able to like drag them through the gravy that's fallen off
I will not drag my fries through milkshakes. I'm not a
I'm all about French fry and the frosty all day. Yep. Chocolate frosty from Wendy's, French fry dipped in. Yes.
No doubt about it.
I may go get one of those after the show.
It's not a bad idea, right down the street.
Yeah.
I am so hungry, but I can't.
But let's go. So let's go lights.
We're tying it back to the second division soccer thing. There we go. So the whole conversation comes in.
Lights are in action Saturday here in Vegas. They are hosting the Colorado Rapids.
I may be going to the game.
I will be there.
We don't know if Tim Howard will be in attendance.
That may be the influencing factor on whether or not I go to the game.
I'll be there either way.
However,
I do have to wake up at 6 for work that day.
However,
so
the thing is, you have to, if Tim Howard does show up,
I have to be there.
You have to be there, but you're going to have to somehow ask him.
Yeah, well, for sure.
I'll be there and I'll ask.
Unless it's on record, I will happily
record it for you.
Yes.
But rest assured. I am using every connection, every favor, every contact, every string I can pull. If Tim Howard is at that game, I am meeting him.
Yeah.
And I'm asking him that question.
You need it on video, so it's not like some fake voice, right?
Thomas and I will make it happen.
Yeah, we will make it happen. Yeah.
No, we need like legitimate video of Tim Howard saying, the problem is if I'm not there, I don't know if you're slipping him like some of your VEASAN money and saying, Hey, Tim, say Taylor Ham.
He's got integrity. He was the Secretary of Defense.
Yes. That is true. He does have, and he's got more integrity than our current Secretary of Defense. Oh.
Nice.
Who is our current Secretary of Defense? Has that position been filled?
I have no idea.
It doesn't matter.
Tim Howard or Brad Guzan.
It doesn't matter who fills it because he's going to be, never mind.
But so, go to the light. So, lights play Colorado.
Chris Chapman's opinions do not reflect the opinions of the show.
Yes,
there is a disclaimer out there.
Yes,
so if we go,
and I was only making a joke, so you have no idea which way we don't get political on the show. Yeah.
That's
probably
which
good.
Is good.
Which
yeah.
is definitely
we're
good.
A soccer show. We may stray into other topics,
but they're always fun.
Where we do get political is when we talk about Greg Berhalter and the political system that put him in place. But
and speaking of that, so Eric Wynalda ran for USSF president. USSF. I don't know if I said that right.
You did.
And I actually got to meet Eric Wynalda yesterday.
And we had him on the show last week.
Yeah, and he said he enjoyed himself. So we're kind of thrilled about that, and hopefully we'll get him on again in the future.
So the combination of Eric Wynalda on Twitter, who is very willing to exchange ideas.
Yeah, wait. So I know it wasn't Eric Wynalda who tweeted it.
He's fiery, passionate.
But for sure.
I think we'd be remiss if we did not talk about this tweet that the Lights sent out last week.
Well, so I was going to get to that.
When
so
El Chalice was hired again.
At Puebla for the fourth time. So
Which means the return of Ricardo Ferrinho.
Yeah. So Chalice gets hired and the Lights tweet, you know, the article said something like it took fourth time's a charm. And they were like, yeah, it only took one time for us to realize. And so it was like, it was a pretty spicy tweet for an official club account. They also
it was a spicy tweet for
any account. Mm-hmm. And so they had gone back and forth with a couple people. And so the combination of the Lights Twitter and Eric Wynalda's Twitter, there's discussions they might be the new heel. FC Cincinnati has been the heel of USL for
now,
the last
for
couple
those
years.
Who aren't fans of the WWE.
Is that only a WWE term?
I don't think it's heels? Only. I don't think it's only.
Well, yeah, we should put that out there.
I feel like a bad guy. Yeah.
Face is the good guy. Heel is the bad guy.
The only reason that I even know it is because I was listening to the Pat McAfee show this week and they had Michael Cole on and he was talking about it.
Okay. So I think the Lights could fill the void that FC Cincinnati has left because they were like the team that everyone loved to hate. They didn't care. They signed all these players for all this money. They had some weird transactions. With the Lights, though, if they start winning, they easily could become that team.
But if they lose, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. And then the Lights today, kind of furthering this, tweeted we've confirmed, it is a fake banner.
Yeah, it is Photoshopped.
So it was a banner. They said people didn't think we could put up a banner this season. So in the outfield on the wall, because there's still Cashman Field, it said, like, most lopsided victory over an MLS side for a USL
largest
championship
margin of
side.
Victory, yeah.
So it was fake.
5-1.
But again, so they're kind of, you know, they're stoking the fires a little bit. They talk some trash on there.
I like it. I got to be honest.
Are you a heel guy? I laughed at this one.
I grew in the heyday of WWF when I was a kid. The bad guys were much better bad guys than they are today.
Well, that's when they would bring in, like, the actual pandas and stuff, right?
Pandas?
WWF.
No, not no.
The World Wildlife Foundation.
No, nice. We're talking World Wrestling Federation.
Next,
who ended up getting sued?
Yeah,
by
they lost that battle. The pandas won in the end.
Yeah, the pandas did win, as they should. I'm always for pandas, right?
And Panda Express. Shout out to Panda Express.
Panda. Right. So. Oh no, that's Badger, right? Badger.
Yeah. Panda was the designer song.
The absolute trash.
Yeah, it was bad.
Then again, I repeat myself.
I like the heel aspect, right? Like, I liked...
Who was your favorite heel in your wrestling heyday, though?
I liked Jake the Snake.
Like, not a Macho Man Randy Savage?
Well, see, the problem was, Macho Man was my favorite of all time, but he spent a lot of time as a good guy. Like, even though he was portrayed as a bad guy some of the times, he was so well-liked by the fans. Like, Jake the Snake was so despised, an old woman ran out into the walkway when he was coming down and stabbed him.
Jeez.
He got stabbed.
That is insane.
He was on the podcast with Joe Rogan, and he was talking about, and normally I won't, you know, listen to a whole thing. It was like 2 hours.
Couldn't stop listening to
it. I couldn't stop listening to it.
Have you ever done DMT?
No.
It's a Joe Rogan joke.
I don't know what that is, but. Jake the Snake was so despised, and then it got to a point where he was well liked, but then he went back to being a bad guy again.
Didn't heal the stab wound, but
yeah, well, he went back to being a bad guy again, and they said, you know, never trust a snake, right? Like that was like the way that they sold it, but like
something you also learned from Taylor Swift.
I will tell you how bad of a bad guy Jake the Snake was
to get stabbed.
He had a cobra bite Macho Man.
That's legendary.
I kid you not.
I miss the old. I want to go back because I have never watched wrestling.
Go on YouTube and search Jake the Snake, Cobra, Macho Man. And the way it's set up, Macho Man is
tied
to the...
And this was a real cobra.
Yes, it was a real cobra. Macho Man...
Get away with
right. Macho Man was tied to the ropes, and he's laying on the ground. His arms are in the ropes, tangled up. And Jake brings out this cobra, and you could tell it's pissed.
Is Eric Wynalda doing this to an opposing coach this
year? It'd be great.
I'm just imagining...
And the cobra bites Savage in the arm.
I'm just imagining.
It would not let go. It wouldn't let go. Now, the backstory is, and Jake tells us in the podcast, I don't want to ruin it, but basically Savage made the snake bite him, made the snake bite Jake in the locker room because Savage didn't believe him that they had taken the venom out of the cobra.
Nice.
So he
That's
made.
Legendary.
So Jake says, so when I pulled the snake out of the bag, I slapped him around a little bit so he'd be especially angry. But
bold strategy.
Yeah, I'm just imagining The Rock doing this while also trying to promote Moana too.
Yeah.
I'm telling you,
if you have never seen it, go on YouTube. It's arguably the greatest, most insane moment in the history of WWE.
So wrestling seems like a sport to me that just the 80s were the heyday because of everything.
Well,
that
you had
do,
so many
you
bad guys, Jake or Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. Like
the only thing better than that is that underground Philadelphia wrestling.
I used to go to those things.
Yeah,
that's just YouTube. An Eagles game.
Yeah.
Awesome fact. My favorite wrestlers in WWE history, the Eagles of War. Shout out to Always Sunny from in Philadelphia.
ECW was hardcore. Seinfeld. It was insane.
ECW,
I used to go to the ECW Arena, which was a bingo hall in Philadelphia.
Philly.
Not that we're doing a wrestling podcast, but like Jake or Ted DiBiase was the Million Dollar Man, and he had all these promos running before he started wrestling.
But who was the Million Dollar Baby?
I don't know. Was that what's her name? Hilary Swank?
Kylian Mbappe.
So DiBiase did all these little promos before he started wrestling. Like one was...
DiBiase would do.
He showed up at the swimming pool, a public pool, and he wanted to swim. And the manager of the pool was like, no, it's public pool. I got the kids. They can't get out. Jake the Snake give... Or I don't know why I keep calling him Jake. DiBiase gives him like $200. Guy's like, yeah, I'm not sure. Then DiBiase gives him like another $200. He's like, I think there's a lot of chlorine in the pool today. Then the guy, all right, kids, get out. We got to close the pool. So like they built him up to just be this. And he was a guy who never, ever became a good guy. Like, some guys would start off as bad guys. They'd switch to good guys. DiBiase never did. He was the one who got Andre the Giant to turn on Hulk Hogan. Mm. But I saw an interview with him, and he said a lot of the other wrestlers didn't like him either because in order to play the role of the Million Dollar Man, the company actually gave him money to portray himself as the Million Dollar Man. So while all these guys are flying coach, awesome. He was flying first class.
He said
so because he had to portray. You know, that now I think most people know that it's fake, right? But back then you had to portray the image because the people were so hardcore into it that if they saw these guys out together drinking beers after, people would go crazy on them.
So your favorite heel in wrestling and your favorite heel, we'll say bad guy, in any other pop culture, movie, TV show. My favorite wrestling heel, I'm a huge Macho Man fan, but I got to go with the DX. And then I honestly wanted Batman to die in both the last two movies. I was a huge fan of the Joker and a huge fan of Bane. So
Bane I'll go with those. Wasn't good.
Bane, wow. You said Bane wasn't good? It'd be very painful for you. Bane was the man.
There's a great line, but Batman like...
Bane to die. Wow.
In both of them, yeah. Does King Louie count as a heel?
In the Jungle Book?
Yeah.
Yeah, Louis I think Prima. So, right?
No, never mind, I take it back. King Louie, number one heel.
I want to be like you.
He was the man. Thomas?
Yeah. No, he was an orangutan, but...
You have nothing on either?
Well, I don't have anything on wrestling because I've never actually seen a WWE event.
Okay, how about pop culture movie?
Come back to me. I got to think on this.
Chris Magnum Chapman? You went Jake the Snake for the wrestling.
Yeah, you know, I think the guy who... It's weird because I think the movie character that I've hated the most as a bad guy was Joaquin Phoenix in Gladiator. Like, I hated him. Like, I couldn't wait to see Russell Crowe kill him.
That was a good one.
And you know, and that was such a weird movie because normally the good guy doesn't die. Spoiler alert. Russell Crowe dies. You know, Maximus dies at the end of that movie. But, like, he from the very beginning, you just absolutely hated him. Like, from the moment he killed his father, you're like, oh, I can't wait till they kill this guy. But the bad guy that I actually liked, and I just drew a blank.
Oh, I've got
mine. Perfect. While Chris drew a blank.
Yeah, yeah. What is it?
Christoph Waltz as Hans Landa.
That's where I was going in Glorious Bastards. Yes. Yes.
That's a good one. That's a real good one.
Yep. You know, and he was, that guy's such an underrated actor. Like,
you got me thinking, once you said Joaquin, he's like, it's not, a heel is different than a villain. Like, it's a guy that you just love to hate.
Like, and he was such a great Django Unchained.
See, I guess I have the mindset of, I don't love to hate a lot of these guys. Like, I like Batman, but I'm 100% Team Joker. So I'm looking at it as
Heath Ledger was a very good Joker. Most, the second best Joker of all time.
In most movies, false. In most Facts. Movies,
Jack Nicholson third, was the best Joker.
Third
by the way.
Best. Stop it. Third best, if you want to like be true.
Who are you saying's one?
Cesar Romero.
Mark Hamill.
Oh, that's a cartoon.
Animated.
Yeah.
No, H. No.
I mean, he's amazing.
He's amazing. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. He's a great voice actor, which a lot of people don't know.
But yeah.
No, come on. Heath Ledger was number one. But I can't think of a movie where I was like. Like pissed off, like oh, I hate that guy.
No. For me, it was easily Joaquin Phoenix, and you know the way he threatened his sister about killing the son. I don't know if you can.
Pablo Escobar in Narcos was also really great.
Oh, what about Denzel in Training Day? Is he the bad guy?
I haven't seen Training Day yet.
Are you kidding me?
I have not seen Training Day.
I think we're past like 20 years, though. I don't think it's a spoiler if it's 20 years later.
That's fair. He was pretty good.
I'm never going to watch the. I'm never going to watch.
Did he win an Oscar for that?
Had to have. Yeah.
I'm never going to watch Sixth Sense. Like,
that's fair.
I want to watch Training Day one day.
Training Day. That was a really good movie. Dr. Dre was in that too. Dr. Dre.
It's not like I don't watch. Classic movies. I actually am pretty well versed in film. These are just three movies. That
I feel like that's
have just always
like
been on my list.
You should probably watch that before we do the show next.
I
we'll see.
I'm just running
right
through like the history of like movies and like I know there have been bad guys that I've rooted for to win.
Least favorite heel, Sergio Ramos?
Yes, easily. Screw that guy. Sergio Ramos.
Is he the number one heel in soccer, though?
Absolutely. First of all, he plays for the number one heel team. Right?
Are they 100% the number one heel team?
I'd say so.
I would probably agree, I think.
I mean, for me, my hatred level is much higher for Man United. But I think if you took a general poll
of a
club that people hated throughout the world,
I would agree. I
Real's think
Madrid.
Up.
Madrid. So who were the top five heel clubs?
Ooh, that's a good question. Real Madrid.
Real Madrid. Liverpool.
Yeah, I think Liverpool's up there. I think a lot of people hate Liverpool.
Manchester United.
Yeah. I think Chelsea. Barcelona. I think a lot of people hate Barcelona.
I don't think Barca's on the same level.
I think Barcelona is a literal hatred of how good they are. Yeah. I don't think a lot of people hate them based on like, man, I hate like those players. Like I think they like the players. Is a team like Bayern there?
No, because I don't think there's enough dislike about the German league.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't think you get the passion.
Juventus?
No,
I was curious.
You know why?
But that's the thing. They're not. They're like, after even after that. They're not hated.
That's true.
Yeah, like
well, they
have
Buffon forever. He's
like the funniest thing about Juventus. Like that you is, go to Italy.
Again, you are completely wrong on Buffon being impossible to hate.
Fact.
And this is coming from someone who is a very big Buffon fan.
Anyone who says it slanders him.
Gianluca told us.
Shout out to Gianluca.
Yeah, here's the thing with Juventus, and Tom, you can back me up. When you go to Italy, people in Rome are Juventus fans. They support Juventus over Rome and Lazio.
I bought my Buffon jersey in Rome.
I'm trying to think of another like team that people just hate.
I think we got the top three with Liverpool, Real, Madrid, and Manchester United.
Because yeah.
like the player haters ball in the Chappelle show.
Here's the thing with Liverpool, and I've seen this a lot the last 2 weeks. You have clubs. Fans of other clubs wanting their club to lose.
I have the other club.
Who is it?
Mexico.
No, I don't. I only two Americans, right? Like, do you think is there?
Yeah, but who else matters?
Is there a national team that's
Mexico?
Up there?
No,
nah, Mexico's not up there. Is there a national team people like despise?
I would
Argentina, maybe.
No, nobody cares about Mexico outside of the United States.
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care about Mexico at all. Argentina, maybe.
I think a lot of people do root against Argentina. I think
because you had these iconic guys like Maradona, and then
I think
Messi.
A lot of people, and I think a lot of people root against Portugal because a lot of people don't like Ronaldo.
But before that, though,
Ronaldo's up there with Tom Brady. Is
yeah, like I liked Luis Figo, who was a great player for Portugal.
I'm not sure people hate Brazil.
No, because I think a lot of people like watching them play because they're so entertaining and they're fun.
Shout out to the real Ronaldo.
Yes, and the other Ronaldo, Ronaldinho. But like they've always been fun. Now I'll tell you what: when I did not like Brazil, in fact, I despised them, was when they played the United States in the World Cup in '94. You guys obviously won't remember.
I was not alive.
Tab Ramos took an elbow, had his jaw broken, and I can't remember who it was for Brazil who hit him, but he got red carded, sent off the pitch. Didn't matter. Brazil still won the game, 1-0, I think. But you know, Brazil's since then though, like they've had Roberto Carlos.
Rivaldo.
I mean, they just had so many guys that are just like legends of the game that I think it's kind of hard to. Yeah. Now, I will say there's definitely a hatred of Neymar.
I would agree. Not by me personally, but that is a well-versed thing.
You know, if you want to tweet at us.
Who you hate?
Who you hate?
Hate.
Where can you get us?
At Other F-Ball Pod.
On Twitter, of course. Or on Instagram, too, right? We're on Instagram.
Yeah. At Other Football Podcast.
So who are we saying is a top four? We only have three?
I think that's who
we
got.
I think that's a solid three.
Right? Like, if you run through the Premier League, like Liverpool and Man United are clearly one and two.
There's so many teams that are, like, people are indifferent to in the Premier League.
Well,
Burnley and Southampton.
Wait. Let's stop that. Right there.
That's true.
Southampton, while it won't make, because they suck, so nobody will care enough, their fans, some of them,
two of them
are scumbags.
Agreed.
Absolute scumbags. And Southampton is what they're prosecuting them, right?
Yeah, they banned them and are, yeah.
For?
Mocking Emiliano Sala's plane
as their
crash.
Team was losing to Cardiff over the weekend.
Yeah, it's not a great look.
That's not a great look.
But if you want to talk about terrible fan bases, Mexico.
I don't. You know what?
The chant.
No, no.
The chant,
no.
Is that it?
No.
I don't even care about the chant.
Here's the thing.
Yeah. How many teams? Give me the statistics. How many teams have their fans who chuck water balloons full of urine at opposing players?
Wyoming, Mexico. University of Wyoming fans do that to BYU when they play, for the record, and they take pride in it.
The poor Stormin' Mormons.
Yeah.
Nice.
But
it's not a good thing, and they do that on the national level. One of my favorite moments to this day in all of soccer history was when that, it wasn't even a U.S. game. It was Jamaica versus Mexico, and the Jamaicans were taking a corner kick in a tie game in the 90th minute, and some dude they're chucking everything they can. Some dude yells something at one of the Jamaican players. Dude turns to the crowd, like locks eyes with a guy who just yelled something obscene at him, smiles, kicks the ball, dude heads it in goal.
Nice. Jamaica shout out to the Reggae Boys.
Yeah, I like the Reggae Boys.
Love the Reggae Boys. Saw them play against us in the Gold Cup final.
I just don't think outside of United States.
Oh, no. Outside of United States, no one else cares because no one cares about soccer in this corner of the world other than this corner of the world.
That's true. No, because I would imagine like Costa Rica probably feels the same way. And
this corner of the world.
Yeah, I was going to say Guatemala
and Honduras.
It's this, not hemisphere. No, this is,
you know what was funny though?
When geography is going to get this.
When Mexico played Chile in the, what was it, the Gold Cup? What was it, 7-0 was the final?
Yeah.
But like, I just don't think that, that wasn't the Gold Cup, what was it? Copa America, yeah.
Like, yeah, I think the only Argentina is the one that pops into my head, but not even like one I'm super strong on.
I don't really know if there's a national team that has the disdain, because I think it's such a political thing and it's such a geographical thing.
Yeah. Different places.
Like
hate
U.S.
teams.
Fans,
yeah,
probably don't have anything against like England or Ireland or Germany or Italy or Norway.
It's hard for
or
us to have something against England. I mean, we're already better at them at everything. So
except soccer.
Yeah, even then, we're getting there.
Listen, how many American players have scored goals in the Premier League?
Shout out to DeAndre Edlin. He's the latest to do so.
Yeah.
And it was like
Cameron,
4.5 years.
It was Jeff Cameron
for
before
Stoke.
That.
Jeff yeah. Cameron for Stoke.
I will say that one of the things that infuriates me, and this isn't getting into talking about politics, it's more talking about politics. Whenever someone from England tries to comment on American politics, not talking about whatever my leanings may be, I don't care what they're saying. They could completely agree with anything I'm saying. All I say is, shut up. We haven't had to care about your opinion since 1776. A war was fought over this. Yeah. We don't have to care.
Actually, it's a lot longer. It's not as long, because remember, there was the War of 1812.
We still, no, we're 1776 is when we fought the war that said, we don't have to care what England thinks about our politics.
But there was another war after that, the War of 1812, where they burned down the White House, and James Madison... Not the James Madison.
Leicester City. Yeah. Got the Constitution.
Not the real James Madison, by the way. I'm probably going to U.S. historical hell for saying that the James Madison who plays for Leicester is
perfect,
the real James
perfect
Madison.
Perfect tie-in here. Perfect tie-in to the lights. The lights are doing a pretty badass giveaway.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So any person with the same last name as a president, I assume you have to validate this at some point.
By the way,
I wouldn't get so this. Sure.
Gives a free ticket to the match on Saturday.
Yeah. So the lights, what they should do, if they're listening, and maybe I'll.
They're not.
Well, of course they're not. But
they might be.
They should tweet at the real James Madison.
And invite him to the match.
I will.
There's no Premier League games this weekend.
He's free. Are they? And they're out of the FA Cup.
They're out of the FA Cup, yeah.
Yeah,
are they? I don't know.
I'll shoot a few texts out.
Yeah.
They better hurry because it's Wednesday night. So
yeah,
I'm gonna see. Maybe are they out?
I mean, given recent Light's Twitter history, I don't think the approval process is that stringent for getting a tweet.
Yeah, they're like, hey, how's this look? Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
FA Cup.
That's all we have this weekend in Thomaston. All three of our clubs are out.
Yeah.
F the FA
We're
Cup.
We're all terrible.
Yeah. How does Man City get Newport County? By the way.
The cigarettes.
Crystal Palace at Doncaster.
Oh, Newcastle the other night.
Nice. So yeah, there is no Leicester. So yeah, LV Lights FC, they should be tweeting at the real James Madison.
I'll text him.
He's active on Twitter, by the way.
Oh, that'll be perfect.
Because I follow him.
Dude, if they get engaged with James Madison,
Oh my God,
that would be classic.
That would that not be the best thing ever?
Yeah.
James Maddison, after he retires from Leicester, comes and plays for LV Lights.
Oh my God, that'd be
because
great.
Of that promotion. And you know what?
That'd be even more legendary than Freddie.
I think I would be entitled to some type of financial compensation.
Yeah, some that's not
because I am going to be his agent who makes that deal happen.
You get $10.
Yeah.
You know what? I would take an autographed jersey.
That would be pretty sick.
I'd take that over money.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So, James Constitution Madison, if you're listening.
You're welcome.
Which he's not.
He might be.
But he might be one day.
Yes, he might. Yeah. One day, I might be representing him when he signs his contract with the Lights. Eric Wynalda, if you're listening.
Get on
make
it.
Make the pitch.
Make it happen.
So, speaking of jerseys, though, I mean, if we're rounding out the show here, I think.
Yeah, this was bad.
We got some new kits.
Some are good, some are not so good.
Wait, your playoff team game tonight, right?
Yes.
Lost.
Oh, yeah, is this the playoffs?
Oh, no, we lost last week.
Jeez.
Both of my Friday teams are in their championship games this week.
Okay, so. Which is probably not the team you're playing for. You just happen to watch, right? Are you the goalie on that team, too?
Two teams.
Yeah. Two teams. Wow. Yeah, ringer. Look at this guy. He's like the Jermaine Defoe ringer.
That is.
Playing for 17 teams in that league.
The worst jersey situation, we'll say, back to FC Cincinnati. They make the move up to MLS.
Their blue jerseys are
fire. They got the blue and orange. It's a really nice looking kit. Their white jerseys, they said, look like a Hanes beefy white tee.
Oh, no.
Here's the issue at hand here. They tweeted out that they did not have enough time ahead of this season to get authentic jerseys. So they're selling replica jerseys, and they're also playing in replica jerseys.
So they are authentic.
In essence, that would make them authentic, I guess.
You know what? If you want an authentic jersey, that's a good way to go about getting one.
I guess. Yeah.
I mean, the Lights, I can tell you for sure. Their kit, the kit you buy is the kit they wear.
And I'll be honest, I love their jersey for the record. But wait, so Carson, you're from Ohio, so I got to ask you because I have a feeling we're.
Oh wow, you were not kidding.
Where this goes?
Those blue ones are solid though, right?
All right.
Yeah. Show them the white one. Show Chris the white one.
That looks like underwear.
It's a lot of the
I
white.
I sleep in that.
A lot of the white kits that are coming out are really like just like that. Here's a logo. Here's a white T-shirt.
The Earthquakes white kit, I actually kind
of
like.
It's of course not, you do. Somebody else had a bad everything one. With San Jose.
What was your Ohio question?
So you're from Northeast Ohio.
Shout out to Akron. Still Ohio.
Is Cincinnati kind of like the butt of all jokes in Ohio?
No, Cleveland is.
No, I don't think
Cleveland's
so.
Good for the whole family.
They got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
what do you have in Cincinnati?
Cincinnati
WKRP,
is,
which was a
Cincinnati
pretty funny show.
Cincinnati, to me, is not terrible.
That's all right.
Cincinnati, to me, is not even Ohio.
It's
like
Kentucky. Yeah.
Like, I guess growing up, like, Cincinnati wasn't even, like, on my radar. I mean.
Well, we know where the better football team is.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah.
And they hired Hugh Jackson.
That they did. But,
Which didn't help very much.
Yeah, no, Cincinnati was never really on my radar. Honestly, I'm a big fan of the movement of FC Cincinnati. They really, like, they did it right as
far
as the team moving.
Well, you get that rivalry, too, with Columbus. It should be a natural rival.
And a team moving up from USL to MLS, they did it by way of having kick-ass supporters groups and attendance numbers and some questionable roster maneuvering. But, I don't know. So, yeah, I don't have an issue with FC Cincinnati, but Cincinnati as a kid, like, it wasn't on my radar. I was a huge Chad Johnson fan, though.
Well, I like Dojo Cinco.
One of my all-time favorite athletes.
I will say that, like, That's the most recent San Jose away jersey. The one that I have, and I actually bought the authentic of this one because I still had an employee discount at the time.
Man, nice.
And the employee discount was like 50% off. Nice. So I went crazy right before I moved.
Yeah, it's not there.
I love this kit.
I kind of like it.
This is one of my favorite
kits. You know
kits
what,
of all
though?
Time.
It looks like a.
Denmark?
No, I want to say like one of the lower level clubs in England. Like maybe like a second division team that wears red and white.
Yeah, like, but it's a very good looking kit, and then their old home jerseys were these. Like, it's quality black jersey.
Yeah, that's actually not bad. Yeah.
I actually saw a tweet.
I remember they were the San Jose Clash. And they had a scorpion on their jersey.
Well, that's the thing with the away kit. I showed you the red one.
Yeah,
they put the scorpion like on the collar.
Oh, that's kind
of
cool.
Yeah, they do a whole thing as like a throwback
to
the Clash.
I saw a tweet.
It was really cool
that the MLS back in the day, the MLS did a fashion show for the kit release. I want to say John Harkes was there.
Nice.
And yeah, it was pretty classic.
What if Wijnaldum was there?
It might have been.
Because he scored the first goal in the MLS history.
I was watching it and like kind of shaking my head, but I actually have to go back and see who was all there.
But to round it out on the horrible kits, this is the kit the Earthquakes announced the release of today. This is their home kit for the new season.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yikes. Yeah, it looks like a training kit. Yeah,
exactly. And judging by the comments, we're not alone on this. Yeah. I thought it was a training kit.
You know who had some of the worst?
But they don't. No sponsor? I thought they were going to replace the sponsor. Just like
they said, nah, we're good.
When MLS first started, LA had.
I don't think any soccer kit. No good soccer kit was made before the year 2010.
I don't know. They got some classics.
Like the old City Wizards.
No, before they figured out skin tight.
Are you talking about MLS or just in general?
In general.
Oh, you're talking about the fit of the jersey or the fit of the kit.
The baggy, glossy. It looked like everyone was wearing windbreakers out there. That was bad.
I'm a windbreaker fan. Chris, did you have a pair of Zubas?
I did. Yes. Nice. I did. Yes.
Can we get a picture of those?
I don't have a picture of myself wearing them anymore, but
can we get one? Like, can that be a thing we make happen?
Or that are those long destroyed.
None of them exist. Yeah, they've been long
destroyed.
That
is a shame. But in terms of favorite kits of all time, actually just in terms of favorite kits today, shout out to Reno.
Reno has a quality kit.
Yeah.
Was it 1864, whatever the
1868. I'm a fan. I mentioned it before. Shout out to Liverpool. Their purple kits this year are fire.
I'm not a huge fan of purple.
It looks good because it's purple and orange, and I think purple and orange together is a pretty good combo. But when Clemson does it, University of Clemson,
You know, I'm a huge. It's not related to a kit at all, but it actually is because I thought about buying. If I was gonna buy a kit of a Premier League player that doesn't play for Newcastle, my top two, one would be the working class hero, Andy Robertson.
Love that guy.
But the other one, who I'm becoming more and more of a fan of every time he plays, is Son for Spurs. He is an absolute monster. Like, he might be in the top, 10, 15 players in Premier League?
I like him, yeah.
Scored again today, and I was like, if I was going to buy a kit, like I might buy a Sun kit for Spurs. I don't like their jerseys.
My next
jersey is a Sam Darnold jersey when the Jets released their new ones, but I actually got a Manchester United, like an old, the black with the O2 sponsor.
That's a good one.
And it's not, I didn't pay any money. My new roommate was like, hey, this will never fit me again, but it would fit you.
Even better.
There you go. Yeah.
I've always thought that Arsenal's had nice looking jerseys.
The Gunners.
You know, I liked when they had the JVC. That was cool.
I have a couple Arsenal jerseys because Henri is my favorite player.
Valid. Not Nantes' favorite player.
No, not Nantes. Monaco.
Monaco, yeah.
Yeah, man, he got fired fast.
Yeah, that didn't go well.
It's funny the varying levels of success former players have when they move on to either management or player evaluation. Even going to the NFL, like John Elway, can't pick a quarterback, got Joe Flacco.
I think the whole plan with John Elway is eventually one day he's just going to pick up the helmet and says, I'll do it myself.
Yeah,
that's fair.
But you know,
it's going to be the Thanos gauntlet moment.
But like Zidane. Goes from an elite player to an elite manager.
He went from elite player to
an elite
manager
club.
Of elite club with
however,
all the talent.
However, look.
But still
look.
Doesn't mean that he's bad. He still won all those Champions Leagues. Like, I'm not saying he's bad. I'm just saying we haven't seen him, you know, work.
We literally haven't seen him.
We haven't seen him manage anyone else.
I thought he was going to be the U.S. now.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Can you imagine?
I'm trying to think if there was another player in the Premier League whose jersey I would wear. And, you know.
I might get the working class here in purple.
I think you know where I'm going with this. I think there's really only one direction I could go.
Sol Bamba or James Maddison?
James Maddison.
See, my jersey.
Although I'm
afraid to buy a jersey because my jersey purchases are cursed.
That's fair. I thought that the same for a while. I like
Troy Deeney.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not a Troy Deeney fan.
How could you not like him?
He's built like you.
Exactly. He shouldn't be doing what he's doing.
I might get an Abadeoak and Fenwa.
Oh my
god. That's
gosh.
A good one.
But let me go through.
Comes in a 3X.
Yes. Let me go through. Let me go through a list of jersey purchases for you here. So we got Brett Favre, Jets jersey.
Sent Ween picks.
We got Mark Sanchez, Jets jersey.
My son, that was my son's first ever Jets jersey, by the way.
We got.
Notice we haven't bought any since.
Wise.
We got.
Although Jamal Adams, after he destroyed the Patriots mascot, might be next on the list.
Yeah, that was amazing.
He's a baller.
We got Tim Tebow, Jets jersey.
Yikes.
Oh, no.
That's actually a collector's item, though, because I got it right before Reebok lost the deal. There's only like 200 of them in existence. Nice.
Could be a future outfielder for the Mets.
Yeah.
We got Romelu Lukaku, Everton jersey. Oh. Amazing jersey. Love it.
Looks like he's running in jeans.
2 days after the Christmas where I got that jersey, it was like Lukaku wants to leave the club. And I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
I think I stopped purchasing jerseys after that. Because I have a lot more jerseys, but they were either given to me. Like, I have the Guerrero one you gave me.
Nice.
Love that jersey. Nice. That's a great jersey. I have Sammy Ochoa gave me his jersey from the Lights.
Nice. Probably a bit large on you.
Very large on me.
Shout out to Sammy Ochoa.
My father carries on the curse. He got the Zach Mathers jersey. Oh,
the Zach Mathers LP was here for like a minute for the Lights.
Yeah.
But yeah, the.
But I think the thing.
It's a bold game buying kits with the names on the back.
It's tough. Yeah. But I think the thing that disappoints me most.
I still do it,
is
though.
The lack of creativity Adidas has shown is with this MLS jersey deal.
Especially the white ones.
Yeah.
Like, most teams have a white jersey or a white adjacent jersey.
But like, you look at some of these jerseys everywhere else. Some teams, Africa always comes out with amazing kits. Except the Nigeria kit.
I hated those.
We're going to get hate mail.
I'm telling you, man, I think it was the Brazil World Cup. May have been Germany. Because I have an Ivory Coast one.
The Drogba.
The Puma jerseys.
Yeah, Torre.
Oh, you know what? I wore it. I wore it at the Phoenix Rising game.
Yeah, in case Drogba was going to be there.
And they had, first of all.
Voice, he wasn't.
Yeah. But they had the crest in the middle, which for Ivory Coast is an elephant.
Mm-hmm.
Then on one of the shoulders, it's mesh. But in the mesh is the logo of the club. The elephant is in the mesh.
Nice.
And they had one for Egypt, and they're the pharaohs.
Shout out to the Egyptian king.
On the shoulder, they had a pharaoh with the I don't know what they call the hat that the pharaoh wore.
Not a hat, for sure.
I'm not well versed in Egyptian history. But whatever that hat was, it was a headdress, yeah. It's in the shoulder of Ghana had the black star.
I have an Egypt kit from this year, Mo Salah. My thing, and I never felt more old, Thomas and I together, with the Nigeria kits from this year.
You didn't like them?
I hated them. They were terrible. But here's the best Thomas story.
They look like Charlie Brown sweaters.
RIP to the Las Vegas Soccer Betting Hour. I told Thomas,
real quick, you know who used to have the Charlie Brown? Slovenia.
Yikes.
Slovenia. And they were green. With like, and it was supposed to be mountains.
Yeah,
but it looked just like, you know, when you see like the movie and someone's on like life support and you see the beep.
Nice. But I told Thomas right when the kits, all the World Cup kits came out, I was like, man, I hate Nigeria. Everyone loves them, and I hate them. And then Thomas texted and said, I got a hot take for the show.
Yeah,
and I was like, okay, I'm down. You know, I'm all down for the hot take. And he was like, don't like the Nigeria kits. I was like, told you that last week. Fair enough. But I knew it was an age thing because I talked to my younger cousin Dillinger. Shout out to Dillinger. He spectated one time the Las Vegas Soccer Betting Hour.
Young people have no style, though.
He loved them. He was like, oh, those are sick. And they sold out so fast.
Yeah.
And people on Twitter loved them. And I was like, I hate them. I hate those kits.
And I straight up asked that. I was like, is this a culture thing? Is this like a black culture thing that I'm not getting because I am... If you saw me and if you can see our logo, you can clearly tell there isn't much African descent in my family.
All right, I'm trying to recall.
It was like that highlighter.
But Cameroon. some fire kits. Always. I think it was Senegal.
I have an old Cameroon jersey.
Same. Yeah,
Senegal used to have. This one's yellow. Senegal
that's what
had
you,
some.
That's
some
what
nice,
unites us. We all have a Cameroon jersey.
That's pretty amazing.
I mean, Cameroon is my African team.
Yeah,
I've always I stand for them.
I've always liked that.
Roger Mila.
Yeah, I have a Samuel Eto'o kit.
Eric-Maxime Choupo-Moting. Nice. Another reason why I like PSG.
Yeah, you know, wow. And I just looked, and it's on sale on Amazon for $19.99.
What, the Nigeria one?
I might buy one of these.
My buddy.
Oh, is it the Nigeria one?
Yes.
Don't do it, Bloodbath. Don't do it.
Come on, man.
I hate those, man.
And it's much better than the Slovenia one.
My buddy
I'm
has.
I'm going to pull up the Slovenia jersey.
I'm trying
to
get him to text me a picture of it because it is amazing kit, but we were in a soccer shop in the Netherlands and they had these and he was like, all right, guess I'm getting this because where else am I going to find a Tibetan national team jersey?
Yeah,
Tibet does not have a national team.
Here you go. Here
yeah,
is the
that's bad.
That's
the
bad.
Slovenia.
Yeah.
It's literally Charlie Brown.
It looks like a stock market having a solid rise and then a solid drop off.
But the Tibet national team does not technically exist.
Fair.
The nation, depending on which country you go to,
does not exist.
And yet, for some reason, for some reason, the shop was selling them like as like part of like a charity or fundraiser thing. Amazing kit, like embroidered with a tiger, like stitched into it, but only it was something incredible.
Awesome. Yeah,
it's an incredible
awesome
kit.
And my son, like, by the way, has a Chinese Taipei jersey and a Philippines jersey.
Nice.
I'm trying to think of national team-wise. I think the only ones I have are a France Henri, Mo Salah, Gabriel Jesus, maybe an England one. Beckham.
I have a Christian Pulisic Gold Cup jersey, which he never actually wore because he didn't play in that. But it's the... quite possibly my favorite U.S. jersey ever. It was the one that's red and blue with the stars like in a shadow pattern.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Is that the one that wore the 2010 World Cup?
No, Gold Cup.
Gold Cup.
Never wore in a World Cup.
Okay.
Fire.
Jersey. I like the ones they wore in the World Cup in Brazil.
Yeah.
When they beat Ghana.
We didn't make it this year, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, we didn't have any World Cup jerseys this year. This kid was fitting because when you turned it on its side, it showed our chances of making the World Cup.
Slowly went down.
Yeah. All right, guys.
The women's World Cup kits.
Yeah.
We're going to work on, speaking of women's, we're going to work on an expert on women's football to come on the show.
Shout out to Jen Cooper.
You know what? I just realized I actually have a contact who used to play on the women's national team. I'll see what I can do.
Well,
as we get close to
women's World Cup,
she believes tournament, I think, is coming up soon.
No, I think the Women's World Cup is coming up soon.
Well, no, but the Women's World Cup is in the
summer.
Yeah,
she believes it's only four teams, right? It's Japan, U.S.,
I think that's
Australia,
soon.
And Brazil. France, maybe?
I think Germany plays sometimes.
And I'll tell you what, man. France, I think, is really... And as we get closer, we'll kind of do a preview, but I think France...
They're not
France,
beating us.
I'm not
France
worried.
Has,
the U.S.
has a
is
chance.
The U.S. is the UConn of
And look
women's.
At UConn right now.
Yeah, but they're the good UConn.
They're
they're not the Emeka Okafor.
No, I think he's talking about UConn women.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, down here for UConn women.
Kevin
Holley. He's fired, you know.
Yeah. Jim Calhoun.
I think it's Bob Hurley, right? Not Danny Hurley's the coach at UConn now.
Bobby Hurley's at Arizona something.
Arizona State. Representing Jersey.
I hated Bobby Hurley at Duke.
Oh, I think everyone did.
I mean, I just saw the score of the Syracuse NC State game tonight. Really pissed off about the fact that our offense is based on the pick and roll, and the thing that we can't run is the pick and roll.
Well, that
usually doesn't work out.
That's not a good sign. Anyway, that's going to do it for us. I hear the music playing. Bridge is over. Boogie Down Productions. Big shout out to KRS-One, my guy.
Always.
I don't know him at all, but
he's our guy.
I learned a lot from KRS-One. I think that was a Sublime song. I know because of KRS-One. All right. What a big shout out to you guys. Thanks for showing up. Thanks for listening. Other football podcast, Chris Chapman, for Thomas Viola, Carson, Amerk. Where can they find us on Twitter?
At OtherFBallPod on Spotify, Stitcher, LVSportsNetwork.com, Apple Podcasts, pretty much everywhere. BGN.FM, sponsored by Roughneck Scarves, RoughneckScarves.com. Holla at us.
All right. We will talk to you next week. Have a good one, everybody.